Rima Brown, weekdays 8 to 10 p.m.
It's 29 minutes to 9 o'clock. The DA announced this morning that it has placed Cape Town Mayor Patricia de Lille and Mayoral Committee Member for Safety, Security and Social Services, JP Smith, on special leave from party activities in the Cape Metropole. This comes after de Lille lashed out at Smith on Monday via a press release in which she accused him of dragging her name through the mud for claims he made about the closure of a city anti-crime unit. Joining me now on the line to get behind what's bubbling under the surface in the DA, I'm joined on the line by the Sunday Times' journalist Yanyan Yubert. Yanyan, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima, and thanks for having me.
Now, it's not every day that a political party puts its mayor, in the silent corner in the party and effectively gags her from saying anything in her capacity as a DA member. What is behind the decision of the DA?
Well, I think it has a major problem on its hands. You used the term bubbling under the surface. Now, this battle between the supporters of Mrs. de Lille and of Councillor Smith has been coming for about a year now.
Yeah.
A year ago, JP Smith put his name up for the deputy chief whip position in the DA in the city of Cape Town, which, quite differently from the ANC, is not an appointed position, that is an elected position. Mm. So he came up against her ally, Brett Herron, and he beat Brett Herron with the motto of his election being to get rid of the ID influence in the DA. Now, you don't have to be a scientist or have a doctorate to understand that part of the so-called ID influence in the DA would be the mayor, Mrs. de Lille.
Yes, as former ID leader, it would be a little silly to think that, yeah?
Yeah, so that led to some bad blood. Then Patricia tried to get rid of JP from the mayoral committee, and she was then prevailed upon from on high in the DA to not do so.
From on high, how high? The premier or the national leadership?
I think if you say national leadership, you would be correct. The exact role of the national leader, I'm not entirely sure of in that case, but she was asked by the national leadership, which means people on the federal executive of the DA, to rather not do it, to let bygones be bygones. Mm. But they were at each other's throats all along. And what happened then was on the 20th of August this year, JP wrote a letter, confidential letter, JP Smith, to the leader of the DA and the federal executive chair, James Self, to basically make a number of accusations against Mrs. de Lille, two of which I think were important. The first was that the special investigative unit, which must not be confused with the national counterpart, there's one in the city as well, that she had closed that down. Now, that was basically a unit which he liked very much from his position, as you said, a safety and security member of the mayoral committee, and he took that as a personal slight. Mm. And then secondly, he made a claim which I think is an important one. He claims that alterations were made to her house in Pinelands where she lives, at taxpayers' expense. Now, this is being firmly denied by the Speaker of Council, Dirk Smit, who claims he has all the documentation to prove that is a lie. Now, that letter was written confidentially. JP Smith's supporters would say to not embarrass the DA in public. Patricia de Lille's supporters would say that was a pretty pretty nifty move and rather, how shall I put it, it was less than honest to go behind her back and not give her right to reply. Mm. Now, that came out into the open. Actually, people have been trying to get that letter published for a while, but as far as our paper was concerned, we were never going to publish the letter without publishing the source. So then Media 24 did do that, and that then put the fat into the fire. And then over the weekend, JP's accusations against the mayor came out in the open, and as you said, Yesterday, she then went for him and basically said he was a cowboy playing cowboys and crooks.
Now, Jan, let me come in here. Let me come in here. Here you have two members of the DA at each other's throats, one making allegations that taxpayers' money was used to make renovations to the mayor's house. The DA's response is to shut them both up and not allow them to speak. Is the right response not to ask for a full-scale investigation and establish as matter of fact whether anything wrong and whether there was any wrongdoing on Patricia's part? Is that would that not have been putting the matter to rest?
Karima, that's exactly what they have done. The Stenhuisen grouping started that investigation today. And what Mr. Maimane, the leader of the DA, said was that for the duration of this investigation, which is led by the DA Chief Whip in National Assembly, John Stenhuisen, neither of them are allowed to take part in any party activity, speak to any member of the DA who is about to give evidence or make any statement to the media on the issue until it has been resolved by the investigation.
But that is a party process, which is all good and well for the DA to come to the bottom of it. But this doesn't just involve the DA. The allegation involves public money. So surely there should be a different kind of investigation, not just an internal party investigation, Jan-Jan?
Correct, which is why the ACDP and the ANC and possibly some other parties, but I'm aware of both, have asked the public protector to look into the matter and why the city council itself has now started an investigation as well.
Now, given the fact that Patricia is the mayor, how are we going to ensure that this investigation is done in a way that doesn't get influenced by the fact that she is, in fact, the most powerful person and politician in the city?
Good question. I don't know. You know, you and I, we are not going to do anything. We're going to watch this thing. But the thing is that I think the public protector investigation surely would be very, very independent of the city. And as far as the DA's internal investigation goes, which is the one you referred to initially, that's their thing. It's I mean, they must do it in their way. But as far as the official investigation goes, those charges have only just been laid with the public protector. I saw the ACDP actually was the first to lay the charges, and I'm sure that that investigation will continue in due course.
Now, you know, earlier I had to kind of characterize what was going on in the DA. Now, of course, in the broader body politic, Jan-Jan, the DA is very much at the forefront of leading the push in a national parliament for investigations into state capture, for investigations into malfeasance in state-owned companies. And here you have a potential situation where the mayor could in fact be, accused or is in fact being accused of misusing taxpayers' money. And we have a fairly sluggish response from the party. Is the DA essentially also beginning to show, sins of incumbency tendencies? And how inevitable is this, given that power is seductive, particularly if those who are in power are not checked?
Well, I think people must decide for themselves whether the fact that action was taken within 2 days is sluggish or not. I think anyone can take that decision. I would say you'll be hard-pressed to say that's sluggish, but maybe it was. We'll see. I think, you know, Lord Acton said, and everybody knows this quote, that power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Now, I think there have been questions regarding DA governance in the Western Cape. I raised them actually rather volubly, I think, about 3 weeks ago in our paper, made myself deeply unpopular with the powers that be in the province of the Western Cape. But the point is that the price of democracy is being alert and vigilant. And I think from a liberal perspective, all governments need to be distrusted. So, yes, one must remain vigilant, and where these tendencies raise their heads, they must be combated vigorously.
Now, as a final question, Jan, the time limits in terms of the internal processes. In the event that malfeasance is established as a matter of fact, what is the DA's processes to deal with people who are found guilty of this kind of wrongdoing? What kind of penalties can Patricia de Lille potentially face?
How the process will work now. I spoke to, my colleague Opiwe de Klerk spoke to Stenhuisen this afternoon. He said he should be able to finish this investigation in a couple of days, after which, as a matter of speed, it will be reported to the federal executive of the DA, who will then take a decision. If Mrs. de Lille or Councillor Smith, for that matter, are to be found guilty either of abusing taxpayers' money or of spreading lies, I think that both of them would be in serious danger of losing their jobs.
All right, that's where we will leave it. Jan, thank you so very much for getting to the nub of the matter. Jan, of course, the Sunday Times journalist speaking to us about the spat that has broken out between members of the DA involving, of course, Patricia de Lille and JP Smith, both of them gagged by the DA leadership while an internal party investigation is underway and a similar process involving the public protector to establish whether any wrongdoing has occurred on the part, of course, of Patricia